My name is Ketsia Aurelien. I'm a nurse practitioner. This dictation is for Gabino Hernandez, GABINOHERNANDEZ. This dictation was done on October 11th, 2022. number one, chronic kidney disease, stage four. This CKD is likely related to nephrocirrhosis associated with diabetes, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and the aging process. Patient also has history of BPH and cardiac issues, which can also contribute to the CKD period. There is evidence of nephrotic range proteinuria with urine microalbumin to creatinine ratio of 4,644 milligrams and urine protein to creatinine ratio of 6,018 milligrams, period. Due to the advanced stage of kidney disease, we cannot start the patient on Farxiga. However, we will start him on Kerendia, K-E-R-E-N-D-I-A, 10 milligrams, one tablet daily, and we'll reevaluate in 4 weeks to prevent side effect of hyperkalemia, period. There is a little bit of pyuria in the urinary sediments. However, the patient denies any urinary symptoms, period. We highly reinforce the importance of a plant-based diet devoid of animal protein and a decreased sodium and fluid in the diet, period. Next line, hyperuricemia. With a uric acid level of 7.3. We again emphasized the importance of a low protein and purine in the diet. We will repeat the levels one more time if the uric acid level is above 6. We will start the patient on Uloric, 40 milligrams, one tablet daily, period. This hyperuricemia may also affect the kidney functions, period. The BUN on the recent labs is 35 from 33, creatinine 2.54 from 2.42, and CFR 26. From 27, which has remained stable since the last visit, period. Next line, elevated TSH has returned back to normal from 6.6 to 5.5, period. We will continue to monitor. Next line, elevated PTH of 159. We reinforce the importance of taking vitamin C 3,000 units, one tablet daily. We will order a vitamin D 125 as well as repeat the mineral bone disease labs, period. If the PTH continues to elevate, we may consider starting the patient on either calcitriol or Sensipar, depending on the vitamin D 125 levels, period. Secondary hyperparathyroidism as per above. Next line, proteinuria, nephrotic range, as per number one, We will start the patient on Kerendia, K-E-R-E-N-D-I-A, 10 milligrams on top of daily. Next line, arterial hypertension with blood pressure of 147 over 72. Continue with the current regimen and decrease sodium intake. He is euvolemic, E-U-V-O-L-E-M-I-C. Period. We will continue to monitor. The next line, hyperlipidemia, continue with statin. His triglycerides have improved from 304 to 279, and the rest of the lipid panel is unremarkable. We will continue to monitor. Next line, BPH without symptoms, continue with the temsulosin. T-A-M-S-U-L-O-S-I-N. Next line, type 2 diabetes mellitus with stable A1C of 7.2%. Continue with the current regimen. Next line. History of pulmonic regurgitation. We will reevaluate this case in 4 weeks with laboratory workup. The renal ultrasound was not completed. Neither was the post-void pelvic ultrasound to rule out obstructive uropathy. We will reorder those tests for the next visit. And